Wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to finish up this story, the bottom line is, if Vicky wins the primary on Tuesday, Cheryl Guy is considering coming out of retirement and going to do a write-in campaign against her in November. Okay, good luck with that, Cheryl. Oh, this is amazing. And the very interesting point of that, being the current clerk and then running a writing campaign, well, she'd have to recuse herself from being involved in activities as the clerk for the November election. That would default to the assistant deputy clerk, Connie Wing. But the bottom line is, Cheryl Guy, who had been neutral and not endorsing any candidate for this race, now all of a sudden, per the article, appears that she's fully backing one of Vicky's opponents. She's absolutely now supporting one of her opponents in public. We were told over the weekend she participated in Alden Day festivities while we were at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast wearing the opponent's T-shirt. Democrats are trying to unite behind this candidate as well. Evidently, the Antrim County Democrats don't care about who becomes the U.S. Senate candidate or the first congressional district candidate to run against Josh Saul or Jack Bergman. Because, see, in the primary, folks, Tuesday's election, you can't cross over, mix and match your vote for Republicans and Democrats. You have to stay on one side of the party ticket. You can only vote for all Republicans or all Democrats. Now, you're a Democrat in Antrim County. You don't care about U.S. Senate race. You don't care about the first congressional district race. you can cross over and vote on the Republican side of the ticket for all the county and state representative races. And that evidently is what they're planning to do. According to one of the members of the Antrim County Democrat Party, they're going to support one of her opponents. So we'll see where this goes. We're going to continue to work hard. We're going to knock on doors. We're going to get those signs back out there, the ones we can recover, and let the chips fall where they may. It'll be up to the voters of Antrim County as to who they want to be their clerk. And I almost look forward to a writing campaign for Cheryl because they never work. Vicky will be on the ballot in November under Donald Trump and other Republicans printed on the ballot. And then there'll be an empty line with an oval there, a blank oval and a line that people would have to write in her name. Well, what if they misspell her name? Those signatures would be, those write-in votes would be challenged and probably tossed out. It'll be an epic loss for Cheryl Guy as she goes off into the sunset of retirement. Local politics, Tuscarora Township. We're going to talk to trustee candidate Tyler Gorrell in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
My life, and all I live in, do that poem, deep surrender.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Tyler Gorrell. He is a candidate trustee for Tuscarora Township. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, buddy. I want to ask you a question right out of the gate that a lot of people have texted me listening to the various interviews we've done here last couple of weeks about what the heck is going on in Tuscarora Township. What are you hearing from the people out there?
In regards to the vote coming up, or is there anything specific?
What are you hearing from the folks?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing that I've been hearing, especially after the meet and greet that we had last night that the Friends of the Library put on, I think that a lot of the people want a return to normalcy. This has been a very... I'm going to say it's been a very ugly campaign season in Tuscarora Township. There has been more animosity on both sides of the issues in this election than I think I've ever noticed in my entire life locally. So I think that is something that a lot of people are looking forward to, is an end to that. However, on the flip side of that, there's going to be a lot of work in repairing the relationship between our local government, no matter who it is that's elected and makes up the government, as well as and the people that live in the community. So I think that's probably one of the biggest issues that I can think of within the last couple of days.
Now, do you feel that your message as to what you're bringing to the table, what you're wanting to do to basically volunteer your time and effort to be a trustee to serve, do you think it's resonating with the folks?
I think so. I certainly hope so. I know, like, even with the rest of the interviews that we've had, and whenever I talk with people in public, I have tried so hard to stay out of a lot of the negativity or a lot of the personal issues that have been involved with the campaign. I want to be positive. I try to be a positive person in general throughout life. So I think that kind of staying out of that, a little more of the controversial things going on and just focusing on the issues, on caring about the community, probably has done a lot of good. And it's saved me a lot of sleep.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you are running as a new candidate. You've never been elected to office before. Your resume, your business experience, the fact that you've lived there in Tuscarora Township your entire life, is this message resonating with the folks you're talking to?
I think so. It definitely is. Again, at the meet and greet that we had in town last night, there were a lot of people that were really surprised as well as appreciated that. I'm at least fifth generation to Indian River itself. I have a lot of family history here. A lot of my family members that are still alive that are older, I mean, they know everyone in town. A lot of people know my family. And for the most part, we've tried to keep ourselves fairly clean with a family name. So I think that does a good bit for me. They know that I come from people that they've trusted and known their entire life. So that kind of lends a little bit of credibility to myself as well.
Now, one of the things that you do is you're a businessman. Explain to the audience your business and what it is exactly you do.
So we specialize in property management as well as maintenance. So a lot of opening up houses for folks on the lakes and things in the springtime, taking care of maintenance issues. I mean, there are certain things that we don't do in-house that we send out, but we do as much as possible in-house, and then in the fall, close things up for people. Over the wintertime, if there's things that need to be done while they're away, we'll take care of as much of that in-house as well.
Gotcha, very much. And the thing that I was very much impressed with when you mentioned that, you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah, so I started my business when I was 17. I went down to the former local newspaper, The Resorter. I think it was late July or early August of 2012. Told them that I was starting a business, and my grandpa and grandma still have a copy of that first ad that I put in the newspaper back then. So yeah, it's been going on for a while. And then when I was younger, I spent majority of my time through the summers with my grandparents. They own an excavating company, so my summers were spent for the most part at work. So that's work is kind of my only hobby at this point.
Right, exactly. Now, do you see that after Tuesday's election, if you are elected to be trustee, are you going to be able to have the time necessary to dedicate to being a trustee and to being up to speed on all the issues and reading all the information that comes to you as a trustee before your meetings, do you feel you have enough time to devote to being a trustee?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we do have a couple people working for us in the business. As the owner, I do have a little bit of leeway and flexibility with my time. So I've been on the DDA for a while now. I've never had an issue with making any of the meetings to that, reviewing the packets of information as well as doing research for the meetings. So kind of sidestepping that and moving into the township board shouldn't be an issue. I'm hoping that we still have the board packets available as soon as we do currently. That way it's not kind of a last minute sprung on you the day of or the day before the meeting.
Right.
But, well, I'm happy to work with what I have.
So you'll be able to prepare for the meetings and be up to speed on everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I got a text message in. Says, if elected, how long do you plan to serve? Somewhat disappointed. They totally supported Bob Cramer, Jay Riedsma, and Janet Vance of the times that they ran and got elected and the improvements of things that they've done. Wanted to get a commitment from you. If elected, how long do you plan on serving?
Well, I plan on living here the rest of my life. So long as, you know, if I am elected and folks appreciate the work that I do and they want to continue to elect me in the future, I'd be happy to do what I can so long as the folks want to have me.
Okay, so you're willing to dedicate long-term to this position if elected?
Absolutely.
Okay, another question just came in. Do you feel that with the new board coming, due to the fact that they're unopposed, the majority seems to be going away from the leadership of what Bob Cramer and Jay Riedsma and Janet Vance has provided. Do you feel that this is an opportunity to work with those folks, or do you feel that they may try to just basically come in, take over, and change everything?
So I spent a good bit of time the last few weeks talking with a few of the other candidates. One of them that I've spent a lot of time talking with is Jonathan Hutchinson. He's one of the other guys running for the trustee position. I think he's a great guy. He also has a daughter. He's a family man. We are really close to the same age. I think we're just a few months apart from each other. We both grew up in the same town. We have a lot in common. So I am really hoping that it's myself and Jonathan that are elected to the trustee position. I know I am very confident that him and I will be able to work well together. As well as I did spend some time talking with the person running for the clerk position. I think that we'll be able to work together as well. Trudy Maves, who is running for supervisor, we haven't had a chance to talk together very much at all. But in all honesty, there aren't many people that I'm not able to work with on a professional level. Dealing with hundreds of clients over the last 10, 12 years, you learn how to work with people no matter what their walk of life, what their opinions are. There's a job that needs to be done in our township, so I will do my best to work with whoever else is on the team that I'm on to do what needs to be done.
One of the major concerns, I spoke to both Bob Cramer, Janet Vance, and Ron Oldenwald regarding the sewer projects. How up to speed are you on those sewer projects? I know they're having a groundbreaking ceremony next week where a lot of the elected officials have been invited. Where do you stand on your knowledge of the sewer projects and being able to, you know, hit the ground running, if you will, on that project?
So I would like to say that I am fairly up to speed on it. Obviously, there's always room for improvement on understanding what's going on. I do plan on being at that groundbreaking ceremony, which that's next Wednesday, correct? So the day after the primary election. So either way, I plan on attending that.
I wasn't sure whether it was Thursday. I was told the 9th, which might be a Friday.
Oh, you know what? I'll have to double check on what day it is, but
yeah.
No matter how the primary goes, I plan on being there. But no, I definitely plan on working along with the progress that's been made and making sure that during the transition of the new board coming in that there isn't a learning curve at the time that we are appointed, if we are elected.
Once you're sworn in, you got to hit the ground running, and reports have got to be filed, and information needs to be conveyed back and forth. So hopefully, like we talked about last time you were on the show, this is something you'd be willing to serve as kind of a liaison between the construction project and the board.
Yeah, so we have there is a committee set up, a subcommittee. So if I am asked to serve on that, or if I'm able to, I definitely plan on volunteering to do that. There's kind of a different language when it comes to talking with engineers, contractors, and things like that, and I would like to think that I'm fairly fluent in it. So I think I would be a good fit to work on that subcommittee. Yeah.
Very good. What do you plan to do this last week? Today is Wednesday. The election's on Tuesday. How much effort of either door knocking or taking time from the business are you willing to dedicate here this last week of the campaign?
So this last weekend, we are actually celebrating my grandfather's, I believe it's his 70th birthday. He wants to go fishing with all of his kids and grandkids, so we are going to spend the weekend up in Grand Marais. So we've put a lot of work into the campaign so far. I've talked with a lot of people in town. So at this point, for the final weekend, I am going to be spending a little bit of time with family. And then, we'll see what happens with the primary on Tuesday.
Very good. Any door knocking on Monday before the election?
I definitely hope to, yes.
Okay, very good. Last question, real quick. Many are concerned about the direction of the new board, and they want to make sure that, you know, things don't change. I've got this now from three different people that live in Tuscarora Township. This is really a major issue. If you don't get elected, if Jonathan Hutchinson doesn't get elected, Janice Dillahay, the treasurer, who is running doing a great job there as treasurer, This potentially could all change based on the results. This is how important Tuesday's election is.
Yeah, it really is a very important election. I would personally like to see myself, Jonathan, and Jan elected on Tuesday. Nothing against any of the other people personally, but I know myself, I am definitely never going to vote or act to roll back the progress that has been made. I think there have been a lot of great changes made in the last few years, that we've done a lot in terms of transparency with the township and the citizens that we represent. So I definitely want to make sure none of that is rolled back and that we continue moving in the same direction.
Let's see. I'm trying to read. I'm getting more and more text messages. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time. I guess the biggest one. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The ceremony is August 8th.
Thursday then.
On 12 noon on August 8th. So, okay. Got that verified. One of the things that we're looking at here. Okay, I guess this kind of ties into the answer you just gave as far as working with the new board members, but hopefully Janice Dillahay for treasurer, Jonathan Hutchinson for trustee, and yourself for trustee. Last question, if this in fact happens, the new board, do you know when you guys actually get sworn in? When do you take your seats on the new board?
You know, I cannot remember the date exactly offhand, but I can get back to that and send you a text message on it later.
Okay.
At the moment, I cannot remember the exact date on it, so don't want to misspeak it.
Right. Some townships and counties do it after the first of the year. Others do it a couple of weeks after the general election in November. So, very good. We will get that information, folks, and answer those questions when we get it. Appreciate you being on the show today, and good luck. Enjoy fishing with Grandpa on Sunday.
Yes, we will. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you around. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Gorrell for Tuscarora Township Trustee. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. Stellantis NV is offering buyouts to salaried employees as part of an effort to cut costs following a decline in net income during the first half of the year. The voluntary